is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi guys, I wanted to call in with my experiences because I've just started listening and I've been listening through the backlog and I don't actually think I've heard any British people call up, and I thought it might be nice for you to have a story or something from somebody from across the pond. So I've always been very sensitive. Even when I was a kid, my mum would hear me like laughing and talking to somebody in the room, and she would ask me who I was talking to, and I would say, "Oh, that man over there." And I was never scared or anything, so she just sort of let me get on with it. As I've grown up, I've had very, very strange dreams with people who have passed on, and I've had conversations with them. But the main part of my story is from about 7 or 8 years ago now, when I was in my really early 20s. After I finished university, I moved away to Canada. And while I was over there, all three of my remaining grandparents passed away. I was over there for about 2 years and they all passed away within about 6 months of each other, which was horrible and is something that I have always felt guilty about. Just not being here and not really being able to say bye properly. And I'm a very, I always feel guilty about everything anyway. That's sort of part of my personality, I guess. Very anxious person, but guilt is my sort of main thing. I always feel terrible about everything. So I moved back to the UK and I met a boy who is now my husband, but we moved in together and we bought a really nice little house together. And I guess sort of like once a week, I would still just sort of think about my grandparents and get really emotional. I think because I never got to go to the funerals, I never got to say bye properly. I don't think I felt like anything had ever been resolved. And so I remember one day going upstairs and going into the back bedroom of our house and just bursting into tears because the room smelt exactly like my Nanan's flat. I guess you guys would say apartment. We call them a flat. Smelled exactly like it. And you know what smell is like for memories and stuff. It just sort of like triggers it. And I just really, really felt like she was there. And it was just very, very strange. And I just felt very emotional that day. And then all of this happened around the same time. I can't remember if this was the same night. I don't think it was. I think it was sort of like a few days later or maybe a week later. I'd had dreams with her, with all of my grandparents in, but more specifically my Nanan. Just sort of like I knew she was in the room. I'd sort of wake up like paralyzed, sleep paralyzed. I know she was there, but it wasn't anything scary. It was just a bit weird. So you feel scared, I think, because it's not normal. And so I just felt a little bit weird about the whole thing, but nothing sort of like, it wasn't terrifying. I mean, you know, I know she loves me and I love her. So it wasn't anything weird. I was just sort of like, why are you here and not doing anything, just sort of being in the room. And then the final sort of point of the story, I guess, is I went to sleep one night and I woke up and I was sleep paralyzed and just so cold. Like I don't know if anybody else has ever described it this way, but for me, whenever I was having any kind of paranormal experience in my sleep, my head and especially my neck would just always be freezing cold to the point where it sort of like almost feels numb. And then once it's over, I would feel all the blood rushing back into my head and my brain. It almost felt like, but I remember sort of waking up and feeling this like numb feeling and sort of knowing that, oh gosh, something's gonna happen. And then it was the most bizarre thing. It was unlike any other time. My Nana was there. She was 100% there. But she wasn't in the room. I don't know how else to describe it other than it just felt like she was in the front of my head, but like inside. It was like she was inside my head, right at the front of my head, and I could see her. It was like she was inside, but outside. I don't know how else to explain it. It's very, 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 very strange. And she just sort of said, "That's enough now. That's enough." And I knew that she meant, like, that she'd had enough of me feeling bad about it. There was nothing to feel bad about, you know. That was the way things were, and you need to stop beating yourself up about it. And she was like, that's enough. That's, stop it now, stop it. And I was just like, and then it just was over and it disappeared. And I was just like, wow, okay, I guess, you know, you never met her, but I did. And she told you to do something, you blummore did it. And after, from that point onwards, I've never had another, I've had other experiences, which maybe I'll ring you guys again or email you with those stories. But I've never had anything again with any of my grandparents. So that was really, really, really nice. It was actually very comforting and made me feel a lot better. So yeah, like I said, I've always been very, very sensitive to these kinds of things. I remember once going into a tarot shop, you know, the kind of shop that sells like cards and just readings and stuff. And as soon as I walked in, the lady just looked at me. She was like, "Oh, wow, you're an open book, aren't you?" And I was just like, I think so, maybe, I guess. And after my grandparents died, I had a really, really strange dream where all my family were in one room and my grandparents were in another room next door, and there was a door that connected the two rooms, and I was the only person who could go backwards and forwards, and I was going in and having conversations with one side and going through and passing it over to the other and then going through and handing messages back. So like I said, I think I'm just very open to this kind of thing because I've never really been scared of it. But yeah, so this was a really nice thing, but I have had some other ones which maybe I'll ring you guys back with and tell you about another time. But I love the show, love listening and love hearing that other people have similar things happen to them. It's actually really nice to know that it's just sort of something that happens, and the way you guys sort of discuss it with just completely no judgment or anything like that, I think is really wonderful. So carry on doing what you're doing, and I'll talk to you again soon, hopefully. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.